Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Welcome to the Feel Good Podcast with Kimberly Snyder. Our goal is to help you develop a lifestyle that promotes health, wholeness, and healing. Feeling good is about accepting who we are and living from a place of inner peace in our perfectly imperfect lives. Thursday is our community show where I cover a themed topic and answer four questions that come right here from members of our community, just like you. We are here to support you in living your most beautiful, inspired, and joyful life with a focus on health, wellness, meditation and spirituality, and personal empowerment. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, founder of the Saluna lifestyle brand, New York Times bestselling author, and nutritionist. Now let's get started. Hey, beauties, happy new year. This is our first Q&A show in 2019. So first of all, sending you so much love and all my best wishes for an amazing year coming up, as I truly feel it will be for all of us. So sending you all our best. Our topic today is wellness trends, true or false. This is a great way to start the year, debunking some of the hype around some trends, ideas, and confirming others that are floating around. So as you go into the new year, you feel confident and great about your choices and your lifestyle. Before we jump in completely, I just want to give a little shout out. If you haven't yet left us a review on iTunes, please just take a few moments out of your day to do so. It's a really great way to spread the love. And you can also send a link of the show to friends, family members, colleagues, anyone you might think would benefit from this information. And that's another great way to spread the love as well. We have our amazing Caitlin Hughes with us, who is our general manager at Saluna, and she has been the co-host of this Q&A segment with me since the beginning. So thank you so much, Kay, for being here with us.
Yes, happy new year, everybody. I can't believe it's 2019. It's just been a whirlwind, and as always, I'm very happy to still be a part of this show from the birth of it till now, 332 episodes later.
Whoa.
It's huge. It really is. And we always enjoy the space. I think it's really important for our community to have this together. So glad to be here.
Wow. Amazing, Kay. Thank you. Yes. And again, happy New Year's, everybody. Can't wait to hear what you are wondering about different trends.
Yes. Wellness and health is at the top of everybody's mind come January. It's just become that way over time. So all the questions are going to be around that. And the first one's from Melanie, and she's living in Santa Clarita in California. And her question is, what is your opinion on drinking apple cider vinegar for wellness and for weight loss?
Melanie, thank you so much for your question. Good old ACV question.
Yes.
So I have been, you know, talking about it, pretty much in the same way. My opinion hasn't changed a great deal since my first book, The Beauty Detox Solution, which was back in 2011, where I mentioned that it definitely has some healthful properties if you were to get raw, especially apple cider vinegar, which is not pasteurized, so has some of the living element of the mother, so to speak, the healthy bacteria, the enzymes. There's a living quality to the vinegar. So it's certainly a vinegar, an ingredient that I have cooked with, that I use in salad dressings. I have it around. It's not something that I drink, though.
It doesn't taste that great, in my opinion.
Yeah. First of all, I think it's pretty nasty to drink. I've tried a lot of things in my body. And there are certain things that, like for wheatgrass, for instance, I've gone for weeks and weeks and weeks drinking wheatgrass, and I don't personally notice the same energetic shift as I do from drinking the Glowing Green smoothie, which is why it's not something I personally recommend just from my experience. Same thing with apple cider vinegar. I know it has a lot of hype around it. I think it's great to use, as I mentioned, in salad dressings and cooking, and you can work it in. But for me, when I have drank it, I didn't really notice a big difference in my weight loss or necessarily in, you know, in cleansing or detoxing. I didn't feel as, you know, amazed by it, which is why I recommend the hot water with lemon in the morning. To me, the more time goes on, Kay, the more it gets more subtle to me, the differences in food. But if we look at the energy of vinegar versus lemon, hot water with lemon in the morning, for instance,
right.
Lemon is fresh. It's picked right off the tree. There's this living, vibrant quality to it. It's beautiful. It's full of vitamin C. It's full of enzymes and it's just bursting and it's cleansing. And you can really feel that when you drink hot water with lemon. Vinegar, even when it's raw, it's what we say in Ayurveda is a little bit tamasic. It's regressive a little bit. It's kind of decaying. It's fermenting. So it's, you know, parts are living, but it's breaking down in a sense. So it's a very different energy. And for me, it's not something I like to drink, particularly in the morning. Like I said, I will use it in recipes the rest of the days. Now, that being said, there are people out there that will swear by apple cider vinegar and they drink it every morning. I just happen to not be one of them. I think I respect it. I understand its benefits. I use it. But I stand by saying, you know, hot water with lemon is a, you know, our cleansing practice. And then taking Detoxy at night, which we are getting back in stock very soon, I will say is really important for bringing oxygen. And our new formula has ASC2-P, which is this amazing form of vitamin C that's also in our vitamin C serum. So that paired with oxygen cleanses your system, and it's also very anti-aging. So to me, that makes sense. It feels really good. And drinking the vinegar just tastes gross to me. And I didn't notice a big enough benefit to do it every day, to be honest.
Yeah. No, I think that's so helpful. A lot of people are looking for weight loss tips, yes. Or I don't want to call them shortcuts, but just, you know, ways to add things in. I think it's good to have both sides and also to have other options.
Yeah, I would say that the line of thinking I agree with, where when we're cleansed, it is easier to lose weight. And I 100% believe that, and I've experienced that in my own body. What I'm saying is taking something like Detoxy, which will increase the elimination of waste and toxins. I mean, you take it, it happens, right?
Yeah. I'm so excited for everyone to experience our upgraded formula. I've been taking it for over a month now, and I'm just really jazzed about it. It's so, I really feel the difference, like so much more than the other formula was amazing that we had, but we, you know, Kimberly worked with getting this formula set, and it's really amazing. I don't know how else to say it, but
there's clinical research. Your cells are happy, Kate. There's clinical, there's clinical research with, ASC2-P and these and oxygen as helping to stop the fraying of the telomeres, which is basically aging down at the very cellular level. So it is cleansing, but it's also anti-aging. It's protective in the body. Mm. And so again, going back to what we're talking about here. So we don't take Detoxy and lose a bunch of weight. Like it's not like a,
of course,
like a,
no, you're not for that, but just being,
but I will say this. The more waste and toxins you get out, the cleaner your body, the easier it is to drop weight and maintain your weight. That's because toxins just lodge in your fat cells and make it harder for your body to rebalance. Mm. So very, very helpful. That will get you results. You know, I'm all about results that are, you know, having things that work. It's just like our skincare. It's non-toxic. It's natural, but it actually works. It does something for your skin. It makes your skin firmer and brighter versus just using products or, you know, drinking, taking things that don't necessarily give the solid results.
Right.
You know, we want to be really strategic with our time and our energy and our money. So to me, it's like focus on what brings the best results because we can't do everything.
Perfect. All right, so let's go into Randy's question, and Randy's living in Austin, Texas. Randy asks, oat milk is taking over all my favorite coffee and tea shops. Oat milk's here.
It's so trendy right now.
Yes. And basically, yeah. I'm not sure if Randy's a boy or girl, because I mean, it's a unisex name. So I don't want to say he or she, but I'm presuming it's probably a she. But so Randy's asking, not sure how oat milk works in comparison of other nut milks.
Right. Well, Randy, thank you so much for this question, because I've been getting so many questions about oat milk. So first of all, I think it's a great, great alternative for those that are allergic to tree nuts, nuts in general, you know, all the allergies that prevent us from having
Right.
coconut milk or almond milk or even hemp milk or whatever. That being said, allergies aside, Let's look at the plants. Let's look at the ingredients. Oh, by the way, I just went through this exercise. It's so funny with my partner, who's like super into oat milk, and I don't like to push anything. He's like, why do you drink hemp milk? And what do you think of oat milk? So we just had this whole
discussion. That's so funny.
So basically I say, look at the plant, right? Let's say hemp seeds are amazing. The hemp plant is amazing. Like, so many different uses. We're just starting to understand the medicinal benefits of this plant. But as far as the milk, it's derived from this plant. It has healthy fats. It has DHA. It has minerals. It has amino acids. It's as, you know, when I was in New York City, Kay, at this yoga studio, I was having this Dharma's kale salad every week with tons of hemp seeds, and all these big guys in the yoga studio were having it too. And everybody was getting so strong. I mean, these hemp seeds are amazing. Hemp right. milk is amazing, right? Now, oats, oats are great. Like, you know, we have tons of different oatmeal recipes. And I think oats, you know, especially the ones processed in a gluten-free facility, if you are sensitive to gluten, of course, are great energy food, have some B vitamins, but oats are nowhere near the nutritional powerhouse of something like hemp milk or even almonds. If you have access to almond milk at some of these shops, which have vitamin E and more minerals. So I think oat milk is okay for those with allergens, but hands down, I would much rather go for hemp milk, almond milk, and then even coconut milk, probably for me before the oat milk.
Mm. Oh, that's interesting. And
it's okay to mix it up. If you like the taste, just rotate it around. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right, right. And it's nice now to see for our plant-based community to have, you know, these milks available in coffee shops, and they're totally more easily accessible. I mean, just in the last 5 years, it's really changed.
Oh, it's changed so much. Even like Starbucks, like big chains now have mm-hmm. coconut milk, and I think it also has almond milk too.
Yeah, they have a bunch of different ones in most places you go. So just nice to have those options. I know for a long time I never had anything creamy anymore, and then I'm like, oh yeah, you can just add in these other options. So it's just great either way. But just to be mindful that, you know, oat milk's trending, but you know the other ones are still great too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys. Exactly. So with that, we will take a short break here, and then Kimberly will be back to answer the last two questions.
For a lot of beauty brands, luxury means something to splurge on, an indulgence. But when I experienced the performance and innovation of Hourglass Cosmetics, it was easy to see that for them, luxury means so much more. Hourglass is vegan and cruelty-free and comes in gorgeous packaging. Their formulas are long-lasting, and once you put them on, you don't have to worry about touch-ups all day. Their Caution Mascara is 100% vegan, and when I first tried it, I was amazed at how great it worked. We all want great lashes, and this mascara really volumized my lashes, and it made my eyes stand out so much and look amazing without having to glue on falsies. The tapered brush delivers endless length, it increases volume and lift, and it helped me get to those hard-to-reach areas like the inner corner and the outer lower lash line. Discover Hourglass like I did and experience unparalleled next generation performance by visiting hourglasscosmetics.com/beautyinsideout and use promo code beautyinsideout to get free shipping with your purchase of a full-sized Caution mascara. That's hourglasscosmetics.com/beautyinsideout, promo code beautyinsideout.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, beauties, we are back from our break. We have two more questions for you guys. But I realized, Kay, we forgot to tell the story of Honey Bee from last week.
Oh, goodness, we did.
should we do it now?
Yeah, I mean, you brought it up, so, you know, we haven't gotten into the questions yet. So I think it'd be a perfect time to just explain to everybody a little bit about that space we have over on mycelina.com.
Oh, well, I was going to tell about the real story of the honeybees, Kay, and then we'll talk about how it why we called the space on Soluna too, but we'll keep it super brief. But basically, beauties, when I was in Mexico in May, we were in Tulum and we were staying in these little villa huts. And one day we came back from sacred geometry. We were looking at all these amazing pyramids and it was beautiful. I mean, this part of Mexico is so ancient and it's supported by these underground rivers, which have a lot of energy. So it's just this magical place in Tulum. And we got back to the room and the key was in the door. And I was like, oh, must be the cleaning crew. You know, I'm not sure what's going on. But we go in and there was like six people in suits burning copal, okay, this resin. And I was like, what is happening? This is not the normal cleaning crew. And then we looked and the whole wall was covered in honeybees, like thousands of them. And so we, you know, I was like, I'm getting out. I was holding Bobby. I was like, we're out. So we went all the way down there. But it turns out honeybees don't bite. And they had actually moved all our stuff to this other villa. It was just this whole weird thing. And they were like, we're confused because we don't know how the bees got in. There's no hive. There's no hole. We don't know any. We never had this happen at the hotel. So I just took it as this magical sort of natural, you know, from nature, just feeling connected with the bees. And then we moved to this other villa and they kind of followed us. There were bees around. It was just a funny thing. I felt really connected to the bees, Kay.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyways, I started to look up the meaning of honeybee and it means warmth. It means the sun. It means community. It means the goddess. So I just really felt this energy around particularly honeybees. And so when we created the new Soluna site, which is mysoluna.com, you know, wanted to take it out of my name and put it into something really universal. So Soluna is the sun and the moon. And so for our content section, I thought how fitting to call it honeybee, which is, you know, this hive, this hub of energy and community and love and warmth and support for each other and helping to bring out that goddess energy that's in all of us, the divine feminine, the creativity, the authenticity. You know, again, whether you're a man or a woman, we all have that energy in us. So over on the honeybee part of My Soluna is where we have these podcasts. It's easy to search old episodes. We have vlogs. I don't know if you guys are aware, I do a video blog every week. So if you go to mysoluna.com and you sign up for our newsletter, you can just get these free vlogs. They're under 5 minutes. And usually sometimes I go over a minute, but they're meant to be under 5 minutes, just about a topic of the week, and also tons and tons of articles. So if you haven't yet checked it out, please visit Honeybee. It is, again, our hub of content, everything we offer you guys in that space. So there's the story.
No, I think it's so great to share and to hear you talk about it. And that's why the podcast is a super special place where, you know, sometimes we talk about things here before we talk about them anywhere else in a broad context. So great to hear that story, and we hope you guys liked it.
Okay. Now I think we have just two more questions.
Yeah, we do. The next two are great. This first one coming up is from Shirley, and she's living in Pittsburgh. And her question is, I've been adding MCT oil to my smoothies, and I'm feeling so full for hours. Is it all in my head, or are there satiating benefits to MCT oil? And is it a good source of fat in my diet?
So thank you so much, Shirley, for this question. MCT oil has become a trend in some places, for sure. For deeper research and information about this topic, we are going to link to a whole podcast that we actually did on MCT oil. So you can check it out in the show notes. I'll say my perspective of it. It's been used especially with certain diets, like the ketogenic diet, which is very, very fat-based. And I think that, again, like I was saying earlier about the apple cider vinegar, I have tried it myself. I have tried it in smoothies. I was trying to put it in our Power Protein smoothie for you know, some time just to experience it. If I noticed any benefits, let's see, you know, it's derived from coconut oil. You can get it from palm oil, although that's not recommended just for environmental deforestation issues. So basically, MCT oil is different. It's concentrated. It's said to be good for energy and brain health and focus. So I think it's, you know, again, I think it, you can definitely have it and keep it and use it at times. For me, I still go back to more basics myself, and using, you know, I cook with a coconut oil, and I tend to get my fats more from whole foods that have lots of other cofactors and nutrients, like avocados and chia seeds. And, you know, I put chia gel in my Power Protein smoothie every time I have it. And hemp seeds, like we were talking about earlier. I don't follow the ketogenic diet. I'm not trying to, you know, have a huge amount of fat in my diet. My approach is that it's more balanced. We're not having extreme amounts of fat or protein necessarily, but everything is coming from whole foods. And so it's no more, except for, again, cooking with some oils.
Right.
For me, I think, you know, the way I get energy is from a balanced diet, from not obsessing with not. The problem with a ketogenic diet is when we have tons and tons of fat, if you have just a smaller amount of carbs, you can tend to gain weight. And we talked about this in another podcast we can link to about the ketogenic diet. So for me, I'm not trying to add tons of fat. So for me, it's about having a balanced amount of fat so I can also eat carbohydrates, which I enjoy and give me energy. So again, it just depends on your overall diet. I think there are definitely, you know, benefits for sure. And it definitely has antifungal and antibacterial qualities to it. But again, because I'm not overloading on fat, it's not a daily staple for me.
Now, it's so good to talk about these trends because they're pushed and marketed, you know, a lot of them about like miracle oils or, oh, this does this, this and that, where it's just good to be reminded about the staples.
Exactly.
And as Kimberly was mentioning, we do have a whole podcast. It's episode number 206 about MCT oil that you guys can check out for more information, fully delving in. We also have a whole researched blog article about this as well. So I'll link to that on the mysaluna.com site today if you guys want to read about that.
Awesome, Kay. Thank you.
Okay, great. So we'll go to the last question today, which is from Rebecca, and she's living in lovely Tampa, Florida. And a place love near Tampa. And dear. Yeah, me and Kim love Tampa. You guys have heard we've been to, you know, beautiful Clearwater Beach. We love it there. Rebecca, you're very lucky to live there. Yes. So Rebecca's question is, a bunch of my friends have started taking collagen supplements and protein powders with collagen, and I've tried researching on my own, but I'm still not sure if I need to be taking, and what would the proper usage of this be?
Ooh, okay. We'll talk about collagen for sure, which has become very, very trendy. First of all, just to be clear about what we're talking about, collagen is found in animals. Of course, it's part of our skin. It's the fibrous protein that's the main component of connective tissue. So it's in our skin. It's also in our bones, in our tendons, in our teeth, in our cartilage. So there's a lot of collagen products out there, as you mentioned, Rebecca, where they're basically taking they're taking it from animals and then they're boiling it and purifying it, and it becomes a gelatin product, sort of, you know, that can be that can be administered in a variety of forms, whether it be liquid or powder or, you know, so on and so forth, combined with other products, like you mentioned, such as protein. So, well, first of all, I'll say that the US FDA has not evaluated collagen dietary supplements for their effects. There is some independent research, and of course, there's people that have taken it and like taking it for joint health, first of all, which it's supposed to help and decrease swelling, and can even help your joints feel better. Some people take it for skin health or even hair health. For me, I do not take collagen. I don't take it for a variety of reasons. Number one, I don't want to be taking the animal derived products personally. As we talked about earlier, and other podcasts too, the bioenergetics of what we're putting in the body and the sourcing and where it's come from. So, for me personally, it's not something I want to ingest and make it part of my buildup, and my makeup and my constitution. That's a personal choice. Secondly, I feel that in eating a plant-based diet, a whole food plant-based diet, like our Beauty Detox Saluna diet, we are, you know, benefits I mentioned around joint health in particular and skin and hair health. We are ingesting so many nutrients. Our diet is so nutrient dense. And more than that, we're also not amassing toxicity. So remember, there's two parts to the equation. There's what we're putting in, what we're taking out, coupled with keeping our bodies really, really clean. So when we don't have all these environmental toxins, which, you know, the largest source is animal protein, which tend to deposit in the soft tissues like the joints, we tend to have healthier joints. We are more alkaline. We are not as acidic. So first of all, I feel my joints, my knees, my body, my hips has gotten a lot healthier and more flexible since I've been on a plant-based diet. Also keeping the healthy fats in, so I don't have congestive amounts of lots of foreign cholesterol and fried fats, and I don't use any vegetable oils, you know, polyunsaturated fats. My fats are very, very clean, as are yours, if you're following our program. So there's you know, balanced circulation in the body and digestion happening. And again, a huge amount of nutrients, the vitamin C, which has been shown time and time again to be one of the most important nutrients for building up collagen, protecting our skin, protecting our collagen, vitamin A, all the minerals. We're getting that already. So I feel that our skin, hair, and hair health is pretty, pretty on point. I can say from someone who wasn't able to grow hair for a long time. Now my hair is the thickest and healthiest it's probably ever been. Same thing for my skin. It's amazing that it repaired pretty well after all the acne I had, and it's pretty soft and smooth. So I don't feel that like the energy of putting in this, you know, again, this is my opinion. There's people that swear by collagen. I totally respect that opinion. Just giving you guys my perspective, but the energy of the processed animal product to build up our skin versus eating really fresh, amazing plant food, which is, you know, just bursting with nutrition and life force, that's going to help your skin and your hair too. Mm. So that's where my go-to is. So I don't personally take collagen supplementation, nor do I recommend it. Although I've met with Alicia Silverstone a few weeks ago, and she has MyKind supplements, and they have a sort of plant derived collagen formula. So if you are interested in taking something like that, again, I personally don't take it, but that would be something you could explore as well as an alternative.
Right. Cause a lot of it's not plant based. I think it's hard to find plant based. So that's great. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. They have it everywhere I feel like a lot of it's just interesting to think of, you know, what's being marketed. The other day, it's like, now they have collagen and like coffee creamers and this and that. And they kind of like pull different things up. So it's just good to be aware to vet what you're taking and putting in your body, as Kimberly mentioned. And as we talked about this whole show, just really sticking to the basics.
Will get you far. Yeah, I'm not saying it doesn't work or it's bad.
Right.
I would just say for what it's intended to do, there are other alternatives like, you know, the fresh whole food based diet, which work really well in a energetic way as well and non-toxic. So there are other ways to achieve those results.
That's perfect. Yeah. Information is power, as they say, right? Just kind of knowing that there's other things you could do. And when you can do it naturally, like the less supplements you have to take and the more whole foods, everything flows better, as we've been talking about. Well, it's been a really action-packed show here today, guys. We hope you're pumped for the new year and to get started on your journey this year for your best health. But before we let Kimberly go, we are just going to ask her for her inspirational thought of the week to kick off this new year.
Kicking off the new year!
It's year 2019.
It's so exciting. There's this freshness, this new beginning, energy all around. So I'm going to keep the quote this week very simple, right to the core, no pun intended. You'll see what I mean in a second. The quote is, "See the core of love in each person where we are all connected." So this is part of the way that we are with ourselves is how we are with others, and vice versa, the way we are with others, the way we are with ourselves. So it's a practice to go deeper than the surface, which fosters getting over body shame, really feeling ourselves, appreciating ourselves, growing in self-love, overcoming self-doubt, to really connect with our hearts and our true essence, which is love, which is the vibration of love. I believe that's who we really are. It's not the surface. It's not how we look. It's not what we do for a job, but there is a deeper essence, this still place inside of us. And when we connect with that, we start to connect with that more with other people, which means that we see our similarities. We feel a lot more harmony than we see disconnection. Even if there's people that annoy us, as there always will be, even if there's people that have different opinions, it doesn't feel as serious. It's not as annoying anymore when we know we can just keep in mind that's just the surface stuff. And really underneath, we are connected with this, it's this love vibration. I know what to say. It's something that we consciously start to tune into it more, go underneath the surface. It's a much more harmonious way to live life because we feel so much more connected to everyone else rather than fixated on all our differences.
Yeah. Unity, right? It's a nice unity core message for the new year and at all times, but especially now. I always feel it takes more energy to dislike someone or something than it does to kind of accept and find something positive.
True. It's true. As we sail into the new year, in order to really create all that we want and manifest and have a wonderful year, peace is a very, I would say peace and really containing our energy and not leaking it is a very, these are very important attributes of that. So when we start to connect more with other people and there's less little annoyances and less da-da-da-da-da, then we have more energy and we become more, just more radiant in general. So just my message to start the year, see the love in everyone, foster some love for yourself. Remember how amazing you are. Do your meditations, take some time, breathe, do your self-care practices, have your elixirs in the evening, journal. Remember to join our feel-good circle if you haven't yet already. Wow, that's a great way to support this introspection. Even if you journal just 5 minutes a day or even 10 minutes a whole week, we have journal prompts in the Feel Good Circle around monthly themes, as well as video and audio and a private Facebook group. So you can check it out on mysaluna.com. It's $5.55 a month to join. It's less than way less than one yoga class. In LA, yoga classes are now like $22. So anyways, this is a very low entry way to give yourself some support as we sail in. So wishing you the best year ever. Thank you so much, Kay, for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. It's been a lovely time today, as always. And as I always do at the end of the show, I'm just going to remind you, please go to mysaluna.com/askKimberly, fill out the form there for your topics and your questions, and we'll hopefully air them on an upcoming show.
Awesome, Kay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, beauties. Sending you so much love right into your heart. Have a beautiful day. We love you so much, and we will see you back here on Monday for our interview podcast. Happy New Year.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.